from the Versus album, some Mission of Burma, wrapping up that set of music with That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate. Before that, Devo gave us an Uncontrollable Urge, also Flash in the Pan. Had a request and said, Moxter, could you, this is just like an oldie but goodie, Flash in the Pan. And I'm like, you know what? I love Hey St. Peter, so let's dig deeper. And that was a Media Man from the Vanda Young writing team back in the 1970s. And Taco in there had a hit in the early 80s with his version of Putting on the Ritz. Played that one because we lost Cloris Leachman back in January, but today would have been her 95th birthday. And I didn't want to play Peter Boyle doing it, but you know, if you saw Young Frankenstein, you know where my inspiration was. So pull the inspiration, wrap it in a ball, put it in your pocket, and just enjoy it as it unwraps in your pocket. Hey, I should remind you that right now millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Now, if your child could be one of them, yeah, it could be. You know why? Because, in fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 a year or more may actually qualify. And what do they get? They get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor, dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll, reach out to healthcare.gov. Again, that's healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by me, the Moxter, and your friends here at WRCT. Hey, if you ever have a suggestion for a song like that Flash in the Pan, drop me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is my request line email. And I'll put it on the list and try to get it played in a future show. That's what I do.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Have a hurricane, listen to your subture. World says its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs. Speed it up a notch, speed, grunt, no street. Burn the ladder, shut the clatter, with dinner fight down high. Wire in the fire, represent the southern gangs. And a government for hire in a combat site. Lefty wasn't coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down your neck. Team my team reporters, grapple trunk, kill the crop. Look at that low plane, fine, then, overflow, population corner, look what it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world says its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. That the reds are in the river to the right. You patriotic paycheck, slam fight right. Mike feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. 6 o'clock TBR, don't get caught in foreign tires. Schlesinger return, listen to yourself. Lock him in uniform and book burning blood. Letting every motive escalate. Automotive center and light a candle, light a motive. Step down, step down. Watch him heel crush, crush. Oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives. I'll decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
misgiven. Speak how you feel. I have no freedom. How do you feel? They can lie to my face, but not to my heart. If we stand together, it will just be the start. In the case I am not it, then we'll never be divided. In the case I am not it, then we'll never be divided. In the case I am not it, then we'll never be divided. In the case I am not it, then we'll never be divided.
Talk about an anthem, If the Kids Are United. Wrapping up that set of music here, Sham 69 on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about some Anti-Nowhere League doing their version of Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves? Hey, went back to 1989 for Pittsburgh's own Half-Life. Go Down Fighting, a favorite song here on the Viva La Mock radio program for not only the Mockster, for some of my listeners. Am I right? Before the Half-Life. Riddlin' Kids doing their version of R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World as We Know It. Played that one because, sadly, it was on this day 38 years ago that at the tender age of 33, we lost Lester Bangs. Did you realize in that song, Michael Stipe in the original, in all versions, but since Michael Stipe's the normal guy singing this, not the cover version, and probably wrote the lyrics, all the names, all the proper names in there are LB names. Lester Bangs, Lenny Bruce, Leonard Bernstein. Yeah, see? Learning something, or just wondering why the Mockster's still talking and not playing more music. Got about 5 more minutes before we hit the top of the hour. Still got about 3 more hours before we get rid of this guy named the Mockster. It is a program called Viva La Mock here on 88.3 FM. Why not play another song? How about another song that names drops Lester Bangs? What song would that be? It's called It's Not My Place. It's the Ramones here on Viva La Mock.
Now who the hell do you think you're fooling? Well, it's not This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Moxster on WRCT. Rock on.
Late night radio. strapped to the wing with the engine running. You see that this wasn't in your plan. Don't mess around with the demolition man. I'm a walking nightmare, that's a no to do. I kill conversation as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line whip, I'm a sort of thing they ban. I'm a walking disaster boy. Tied to the chair and the bomb is ticking. The situation is not of your picking. You see that this wasn't in your plan. Don't mess around with the demolition man. I'm a walking nightmare, and that's a no to do. I kill conversation as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line whip, I'm a sort of thing they ban. I'm a walking disaster boy. Strapped to the wing with the engine running.
I'm a walking nightmare.
You see that this wasn't in your plan.
I'm a three-line whip. I'm a
don't mess around with the demolition man. I'm a walking nightmare, an arsenal of doom. Kill conversation as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line whip. I'm a sort of thing they ban. I'm a walking disaster boy. I'm a walking nightmare.
I kill conversation. I'm a sort of thing they ban. I'm a walking disaster boy.
I'm an arsenal of doom. When I walk into the room.
As I walk into the room.
From their 1982 album, Somewhere in Africa. Believe it or not, that is Manfred Mann's Earth Band doing their version of The Police's Demolition Man here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before that, how about some Cramps doing Jailhouse Rock? I went back to a compilation called The Last Temptation of Elvis that I actually picked up back in the late 80s when it first came out. And I picked it up. I can tell you two things. I can tell you where I bought it, School Kids Records, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it's easy for me to tell you I bought it on vinyl because I still own it. But at that point, I was really bummed because I wanted it on CD because, I mean, that was cool. At least I thought it was. But now in hindsight, I'm glad I own it on vinyl. And I'm glad I can play it for you. For the Cramps, how about some 4019s? They have a brand new diss out called the New Roaring 20s. And that little song, Late Night Radio, features Tony Valentino, founder and original guitarist of the Standells. How cool is that? I still think it's pretty cool because I think they wrote the song about me. I do. I think that song in general, but I can't confirm it, and I will... let's just say I'll never confirm it, so that in my mind I can always just say, hey, there's a song about me out there. Hey, speaking of songs about or songs that name drop someone, started the entire set with the Ramones, with It's Not My Place, because Lester Bangs passed away on this day 38 years ago, and they name drop Lester in that song, so I thought I'd play it for you. Whew. It's about 9.5 minutes past the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. If you've got a suggestion for a song you'd like to hear on a future show, send me an email. Yes, send me an email at WRCTRequest at gmail.com, and I will do my damnedest to play it for you. Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly. You've heard my show. I play it all. I play good. I play bad. I play ugly. And I play the Rubenews, because I want to be your boyfriend.
take off and nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. I'm tired of being born. This last week is torn. So tell me, what am I waiting for? D-F-E. Leave no single trace of me.
From their brand new Incognito album, that is Burbank, California's own Armoires, here on the Viva La Mach radio program with I Say We Take Off and Nuke the Site from Orbit. Before that, Tommy Keane, the late, great Tommy Keane. Sad when I have to say that on artists we lost way too young. Places that are gone should be now called People That Are Gone. Or I should have gone down the road of places that are gone, which should be called directions in Pittsburgh, or how Pittsburghers give you directions. Yeah, they give you that landmark that used to be there that you don't know because you're not from here or live in the area. So once you start doing that, you can call yourself a Pittsburgher. Like, naturally, if you go down to where the Shakey's used to be, take a left, keep driving, and then you'll know where that – remember that paint store? Yeah, it's gone, but just keep driving. Hey, before Tommy Keane, Tom Robinson Band with 2468 Motorway. It's throughout the entire set from, I believe, 1979 is when it came out. The Rubinews with I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Wrapping up that set of music. 25 minutes past your hour here on 88.3. I do want to remind you that you can tune into Nucleotapes. It's a show that takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. You can join Claude Glass as he digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists, like Talking Heads, Yola Tango, Cocteau Twins. This past week, he did the entire Elephant Six Collective. But what he does is he puts the main focus on some unexpected influences, maybe some overlooked contemporaries, and some modern bands that they've inspired. They're mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time on Nucleotapes. You can tune in Mondays at 5, and then again on Thursdays at 11 for an encore presentation only here on WRCT. If you're listening on a Tuesday, you are listening to the Viva La Mock Encore Edition. Technically, only a two-hour version of my four-hour show, so that means I officially have to say in about 34 minutes that we might bid adieu. But I, the monster, like to sneak my other 2 hours. Don't tell the program director this, okay? Just don't do that. I like to sneak my other 2 hours in so that on a Tuesday afternoon, after a minute pause, you get a 2-6 Viva La Mock full frontal encore edition. So hopefully you approve of that. You know, I've just played that little kind of power pop set, and what that power pop set makes me think of, it makes me think of like just going out and buying like a single. You know, a little 45 or a 7-inch, as the kids might call it. It's what we used to do back in the olden days. Joe Jackson.
Lock me up in your I'm stuck, 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 stuck. Can't leave. Cause I am the B side, I am the C side, I am the D side, I am the A side, I am the F G side, I am the H I G K L M N O P side. You are the C side.
Yeah, that song was indeed a that song was a B-side for Dolph Cheney, and guess what it's called? I Am the B-Side. Did you pick up on the theme of that last set of music? If you knew all the songs, then it's kind of blatant, but let's see if you can pick it up now. So that was Dolph Cheney, as I mentioned, with I Am the B-Side. Before that, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the band The B-Sides. Megan, Don't Ever Change Megan. Then before that, a band out of Philly called the A-Sides played a song called We're the Trees and started off the entire set from his Laughter and Lust album, Joe Jackson doing hit single. Yeah, just chew on that. Just chew on it for 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes max. Speaking of chewing, I want to remind you, when it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe. It's not safe for youth or you, because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs. I'm being straight up with you. And dangerous things like metal into your body. And don't forget about the nicotine. Oh, yeah. And nicotine, which can actually harm a person's brain development through their 20s. So with appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So please talk with your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they will hear you. This message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service their website is... I like calling it SAMHSA, but it's not. It's SAMHSA.gov. And, of course, your good non-vaping friend, I am the Moxster. We should find our way back into more music, should we not? We lost Michael Collins this past week. Michael Collins, who was out there when we first landed on the moon, and I'm not sure if it was a draw straws thing or whatever, but Neil Armstrong got to go down and walk on the moon. Buzz Aldrin got to go down and walk on the moon. Michael Collins, he stayed in orbit around the moon, didn't get a chance to walk.